You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. We've had a lot of phone calls over the years, and especially recently, about breast implants, what you should do if you have them, what you should do if you want them, should it be something that you're still getting? There's a lot of questions out there about what to do with breast implants. And as a board-certified plastic surgeon, I can tell you that even in our society meetings, the plastic surgery meetings, that's still a big discussion that all of us around the world are talking about. But one thing is very clear, and that is that if you have breast implants in right now, and they've been in there for a long time, you probably should go to see the plastic surgeon that did your operation, or go to someone who can examine you and really evaluate where you are in this whole spectrum of safety with breast implants. One of the things that I've seen over the past year are so many patients that have had breast implants for many, many years, upwards to 25 years. We just operated on a woman last week that had them for 35 years. So they're going to be ranging everywhere from just saline implants to implants that may be the old-fashioned silicone liquid implants that were taken off the market years ago. So when you go to see the plastic surgeon, you really do want to come prepared with as much information as you can about what you would have had from that operation. Do you have your cards that tell you what the implant type was, the name of the company, what style it was? Was it saline? Was it silicone? Did it have a textured surface? Did it have a smooth surface? All of those things actually do mean something to us as plastic surgeons. So any information that you could gather up to bring to your consultation is really much appreciated, and it really will help. Because I can tell you, over the past few months, I've done a lot of patients that have had their implants taken out and swapped into something else. Some of them have been saline implants that were in there for many, many years. Patients enjoyed them. They may have had a couple of pregnancies even with those in. But at this point, they weren't serving the purpose anymore. They were either too small for the amount of tissue, the amount of breast skin, let's say, that was around it. So it didn't look like it was really supporting the tissues any longer. We had a lot of patients that just wanted to change from a saline implant that may have felt a little ripply around the edges to something like the brand new gummy bear silicone gel implants that are just totally made out of a gel. And it's exciting to see patients postoperatively when they actually explain to me the difference and how much better it feels and how excited they are that they basically have new breasts. They basically have something that's very soft that they feel really now is a whole new revived area of their body that for a lot of years they may have felt really, you know, even though they had breast implants in, they may not even have realized they did because the way they looked in their clothing and everything else really didn't support the look that they were going for. So I think it's very, very important that you know that breast implants are one of the most studied medical devices out there. And there are so many studies and so much literature about the safety of them. It just needs to be explained to each and every one of you in a way that you feel comfortable either going forward and getting breast implants or just taking the ones that you have out and putting new ones in. And for a lot of you out there, you may not want to have them at all anymore. And that's wonderful also, because we know that many of you that have gotten breast implants at a much younger age really didn't have a lot of your own breast tissue. But after maybe multiple pregnancies, maybe after getting a little bit more mature, maybe after some hormonal changes happened, all of a sudden you do have a good amount of your own breast tissue, and the breast implants really aren't serving any purpose for you anymore, and you would like to get them out because as you get older, you just may not want to have them any longer. So there's not a lot of things that need to go into taking them out and restoring the overall beauty of your breasts. We can do a lot of internal type things if we need to make the inside look more perky. We can do some breast lifting with different techniques to make the breast look more lifted. But a lot of you that have come in to talk about breast implants really are concerned about which ones are the safest ones. I always get that question. Which one are the safest ones? And those are the ones that we want to go with. And I have to be honest with you, the implants are really safe. The only ones that I can tell you that most plastic surgeons are staying away from are the breast implants that have a textured surface on them. And if you're listening to this podcast and you think that you have textured surface implants, you should probably go get evaluated by a plastic surgeon just to make sure. They'll ask you some very pertinent questions about your history of having the breast augmentation with those implants. And it could be a situation where you do want to electively choose to take those kind out and go with a smooth type of a breast implant. And I can tell you, with all the different styles that are out there, and when I'm talking about styles, just for all of your own edification, so you know what I mean, we now have breast implants that really could be shaped in so many different ways that just going by the number of cc's that your breast implants are, or the number of cc's that you want, isn't really good enough anymore to really give you a precision, precise breast augmentation. And I'll give you an example. Let's say you come in and your girlfriend just got a 400 cc breast implant. Now, let's say your girlfriend's 5'9", and let's say you're 5'1". Could you see where the same 400 cc implant that your girlfriend got may not really fit you? Well, that's exactly what the breast implant companies did many years ago. They started to look at this and they said, well, wait a minute. Just because an implant's 400 cc's, that doesn't mean it's going to fit somebody that wants to get a 400 cc implant, because their chest wall, their diameter of their breast just may not be able to house that implant. So how are we going to give them the size that they want, even though they're thinking it may be a 400 cc implant? Well, here's the beauty of it. Nowadays, we're able to do a whole bunch of measurements of your particular frame, of your breasts, of your cleavage mark, of where the lateral most aspect of your breast meets your chest wall, right along that, what we call the axillary line. And we can measure all those things so that we know, even if you want a 400 cc implant, I can show you a 400 cc implant that may look like a pancake, and I can show you a 400 cc implant that looks like a mountain. And that's the difference nowadays of really looking at these breast implants. We can give you the same number of cc's, but it's going to be housed in a different kind of a shell, if you will, a different width of the shell, a different projection of the shell of the implant. And those are all the nuances that really make a really good breast augmentation consultation very, very, very important, because it's going to give you an idea for yourself to know what will fit, what will look normal, and what's just going to look not normal. And when patients come in and bring me photos of like magazines and people that they like to like emulate, I think that's wonderful. But that's when we still go back to the drawing board of saying, okay, I understand what you're going for. I understand your aesthetic values that you want to emulate, but let's do some measurements to see which implant out of all these different types of implants will be the one that ultimately will fit into your space that we need to make sure that that implant will fit into. And I do think that the more education, the more knowledge that you have about this, the safer you feel about getting anything done naturally. You know, it doesn't just have to be breast implants. It could be anything. So once you're really educated about the technology and where we are with, you know, the studies that have been done, and also just to also understand what it is that you're trying to accomplish. Many patients come in to see me, and basically all they really need is a very small breast lift. They have plenty, and this may be you, you have plenty of your own breast tissue, let's say, but it's just being housed in a really low position on your chest with a lot of loose skin around that good breast tissue. So if we just do a breast lift, we can literally take all of your breast tissue, use your own breast tissue as the breast implant, and just create this really perky, youthful, lifted looking breast. So think about all these things. Again, very important that if you do have breast implants and you really want to check this out, try to come up with as much information about what you actually have in you by getting an operative report from your plastic surgeon that you had it done by, or maybe little identification cards that you were given after your breast augmentation, but something that would identify for the plastic surgeon what you currently have. And I think it's a great way to just keep moving forward with the whole idea of feeling better about yourself and trying to keep up and stay up with all the new technology and a way of making you feel like you're not in any way in a safety zone where you have to be worried about what you have and where you would want to go with making things better. I think just trying to keep yourself updated on all this stuff is really, really important. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll be speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.